So here again is some information emphasizing that the design of your corridor is going to depend a lot on the species you want to use it. In the right, we can see a study done on black-throated hewitt hewitts. These are forest interior species of birds that the study found that these birds were much more likely to utilize wide and large riparian forests as opposed to narrow corridor riparian forests, and really were not found at all in isolated riparian forests. And if you just summarize this for a lot of different plant groups, or expand this to look at a lot of different groups of organisms on the left here, you can see that the width of the corridor on the x-axis through which a species will move will depend greatly. So the minimum recommended width is in black, and you can see for organisms like plants, invertebrates, aquatic species, reptiles and amphibians, and some edge adapted birds, you can get away with a corridor as narrow as 100 feet, although recommended widths are much longer than that, up to, say, 100 meters. But that large predatory animals, large mammals, even certain smaller mammals and interior species are going to need corridors that are at least 200 feet and more likely 300 feet or more in width to be able to utilize them. So good corridor design and effectiveness depends on species characteristics and their tolerances to sort of edge habitats.